reach of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all
I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be cool?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tea is there?
They all come out to cool the night in my Santa Barbara
back for another day of music. And by the way, did you know there really is an Ichiku Park? It was the nickname of Little Ilford Park in London, and an Ichiku was slang for a flower found in the park called a stinging nettle, which burned the skin if touched and caused great itching. That's your factoid of the day. Now let's get back to the music. We'll do it with the Rolling Stones and the great Charlie Watts.
Yeah!
date in 1972. Just a few weeks after his separation from his wife Priscilla, Elvis Presley recorded his version of Always On My Mind at RCA Studios in Hollywood, California. The song would reach number 9 in the UK and number 16 on Billboard's Hot Country Singles chart.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Maybe
it's day 3 of fulfilling Mary Helen Hawthorne's request. She wants to hear a Traveling Wilbury song, followed by a song by one of the members of the band during their solo career. So, as always, we're going to do it right now, and we are going to do it, say it all together now, back to back.
I thought that you were on your own.
Sha-la-la,
We do slow it down from time to time and play the softer side on Streaming Oldies.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
So I asked Dylan, give me a song with a great drum fill or something really flashy, something people remember. And he said, you gotta play this one. Thank you. I've heard it all before. Ringo Starr doesn't have the technical skills of a lot of great rock and roll drummers, but he did know how to do fills, and he did know how to drive a song. And if you don't believe that, check this one out.
Yeah.
John Popper, lead singer and virtuoso harmonica player for Blues Traveler, is 56 today. Now, if you're saying you don't remember John Popper, or you don't remember the incredible harmonica solo in this song, that's why I'm here. I'm here to remind you. We'll be right back. On March 29, 1975, Led Zeppelin became the first band in Billboard chart history to have six albums make the top 100 list at the same time. And on that note, pun intended, are you paying attention, Teresa Flynn? Time for me to scoot on out of here, but before I do, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your hearts desire. Have a wickedly wonderful Wednesday.
The levee breaks, have no place to stay.